mastery of his own mind. Welcome to Great Days in Science, the Indiana School of the Sky science series, broadcast each week at this time to students and their friends everywhere. This program, like all of those in the series, is produced by Indiana University, with the cooperation of the State Department of Education and this radio station.
Today, we tell the story of one of the greatest thinkers of the late Greek period, Archimedes, and of the people who did honor him.
To the people of ancient Syracuse, there was nothing to equal the wonderful machines of Archimedes. People came down from Sicilian hills, stood in the marketplaces of Syracuse, and after they had talked about prices, they inevitably got into a discussion about Archimedes and his inventions, and about his contraptions to study the movements of the sun, his water wheels, and his various other contrivances they had seen in his garden. Why, one ancient Greek even insisted that Archimedes had a device which rocked him to sleep at night. Indeed, to the people of ancient Syracuse, Archimedes was one of the greatest thinkers of his time, of all time.
The radius of this circle is equal to the hypotenuse of this right triangle here. Now, let's see. I draw a line here, then bisect it with a...
Archimedes!
No. What disturbance is this?
Archimedes, my dear friend Archimedes, drawing lines in the sand again.
Oh, it's you, Polydius.
I rushed all the way from the baths, Archimedes, when I heard of your astonishing success. May I be the first to congratulate you?
What's that? Congratulate me?
But don't tell me you don't know. It's the talk of all the intellectuals of Syracuse is all. You're finding out that the king's crown is not pure gold.
Oh,
when I heard about it,
come now, Polydius. The experiment was not too difficult.
Weighing it in water. Why, Archimedes, you will be toasted for days, perhaps even by the king himself. An astonishing discovery. I wonder why I didn't think of it.
Really, Polydius, it was not anything
at all. Come to the baths, dear friend. Theon the poet awaits you there and wishes to sing of this scientific achievement of yours. And this evening, a banquet in your honor.
Truly, Polydius, I deserve no honor. I've only found a principle of nature. One that Aristotle himself would have found quite adolescent.
Oh, speaking of Aristotle, Philomarchus, the senator, as much as compared you to Aristotle today.
Oh, well, you must thank Philomarchus for me.
Oh, but aren't you coming with me, Archimedes? The baths, the banquet, Theon waiting to sing of your achievements. And will you please get off your haunches?
My friend, if you please, I am working on some mathematics. A banquet, I fear, would keep me away from my work. Now, I express my regrets to the intellectuals that I will be unable to attend.
Well, oh, very well, Archimedes, as you wish. But remember, it isn't every day that one is honored by having a poet sing of his achievements. Good day, sir. I go to the baths.
History didn't have time for the poets and little philosophers and senators of his day. As he sat on the sands of Syracuse, overlooking the broad blue sweep of the Mediterranean, his mind was on the unsolved riddles of the world and the universe.
Archimedes, from early youth, was a student. He was born in the year 287 B.C., 35 years after the death of Aristotle, on the island of Sicily, a western outpost of the Greek civilization. From Syracuse, he journeyed to Alexandria in the land of Egypt, where he studied Aristotle, then back to Syracuse again, where he became engineer to the city. In Syracuse, he lived happily, building his machines and writing his books.
Propose a toast. He isn't even here yet. Quiet, quiet. Theon, here comes our Archimedes now. You understand, of course, this must be a complete surprise.
Yes,
quick, into your hiding places. Quiet.
don't make a sound. Not a... Welcome, Archimedes. Welcome. I trust that you're in the best of health.
Philidius? Well, now, Philidius, what are you doing here and greeting me in my own house?
Philidius, your servant, asks your pardon.
Those gray eyes of yours contain some mischief.
Great Archimedes, remember a year ago when the intellectuals of Syracuse requested your presence at a banquet?
A banquet? Banquet? Yes. Philidius, out with it.
Well, since then, once a month we've asked you, and once a month you've refused. So, we bring the banquet to you. Come on out, everybody.
My friends, my good friends, I have been harsh with your kindnesses, I know.
Wonderful, wonderful. I feel like reciting a poem.
Not now, Theon. Archimedes, as a senator...
Philomarchus, of course.
I would like to...
Excuse me, my dear Archimedes.
Theon, how long it's been since I've heard of your verses. Oh, but here, be seated, all of you.
Thank you. My work has had me
completely surrounded. I've almost forgotten that one has friends. Well, now, don't stand, Polydius. Have a bench.
But I refuse to sit on my horse.
I have a verse for you, Archimedes, should you like
to now,
hear...
Not now, Theon, later perhaps. Let Archimedes speak.
No. It's you men that I would hear speak, not myself. I've been so engrossed in my books and making my machines, I don't know what's happening, even in the marketplaces.
The times, Archimedes, are difficult.
It's the Romans.
Romans?
Their soldiers everywhere, burning, sacking. Nearly all of Sicily is theirs.
True, very
Sicily,
true.
Sicily, our land, and Syracuse?
Not yet. We only count the days.
Oh, come, friends, come. This is to be a banquet, remember? Laughter, horses, food. Oh,
the Romans are leagues away.
Syracuse, with her beautiful shores, smeared with Roman legions.
Oh, Archimedes, it isn't as bad as all that. These Romans are just soldiers. We intellectuals don't have to bother ourselves with them. Intelligence conquers all, as they say.
That's right, Archimedes.
Now, whoever said anything like that?
Why, you mentioned books, Archimedes. What have you written?
Oh, various scientific books. Dull, I fear, when compared to Theon's verses.
Well, thank you.
There are two on floating bodies, one on the sphere and the cylinder. Oh, yes, and one on the measurement of the circle.
Measurement of a circle? Now, why would anyone want to measure a circle? A circle's just a circle.
A mathematician would want to measure a circle, Theon.
Yes, I suppose so.
I have discovered, Theon, that the circumference of any circle is a little more than three times as great as the diameter.
Yes, that's very nice to know.
Theon, sometimes I wonder how you became an intellectual.
The Romans, do you believe they'll come to Syracuse, Philomarchus?
Of course I'm a senator, not a general, but they might.
To destroy the city?
They've destroyed every Greek city they've visited so far. Why not Syracuse?
Theon?
Why would the king keep such news from me? Well, he knows of some of my machines. I can build machines to defend the city. Why, I figured out a machine that will throw huge rocks through the air. This is a matter I must discuss with the king.
Archimedes, where are you going?
My friend, but I must see King Hiero at once. Good day.
My dear sir, what about the banquet? Oh, why, he can't do this to us.
He did. He's gone.
Oh, now we'll probably have to wait another year before we can celebrate.
And another year to sing my verse.
Oh, Theon, be thankful.
Thankful about what, Philomarchus?
That you aren't a scientific man. You'd forget to eat. You'd lose that fat stomach of yours.
Well, see here, I don't think that's...
To Archimedes, the engineer and scientist, the defense of his city was more important than a banquet. The king listened to Archimedes, looked over his plans, and agreed that the mechanical weapons devised by Archimedes might save Syracuse. And so carpenters were set to work, and huge machines soon towered way above the ancient walls of the city. Archimedes devised a catapult, which could toss huge stones into the ships of any enemy just off the coast. There were grappling hooks that could seize a ship and sink it. Perhaps with these, the city might have a chance. But Archimedes returned to the shore fronting the Mediterranean, mumbled to himself, and drew his geometrical patterns in the sand.
The city was besieged for days, Archimedes' giant weapons smashing boats, driving away the Roman soldiers. But at last, superior in numbers, the Romans conquered Syracuse. If Archimedes was aware of this downfall, he did not show it. for he still sat on the shores, tracing lines in the sand.
Archimedes, Archimedes, my friend.
Oh, Polybius.
What is it?
Archimedes, Syracuse has fallen.
Fallen? Then my machines...
Oh, they worked wonders, Archimedes. Ship after ship was smashed and swallowed by the sea. They saved the city for many days, my friend.
Well, that is well, then. We cannot fight barbarians off forever when we do not have the army with which to fight.
But Marcellus, the Roman leader, has even sent word of praise into Syracuse about your machine. He even wishes to meet you.
He seeks me, this Marcellus?
To work for him. You will then still continue on as engineer to Syracuse. Same duties, same honor.
Oh, I don't know. I cannot say now. Please leave me, Palladius. Would you mind? I wish to be alone. I'm figuring out a problem in geometry here. You understand?
Oh, yes, of course, Archimedes. I'll wait for you at your house, and we can talk later.
Syracuse. Gone. Gone. Now, every circle is equivalent to a right triangle having the sides adjacent to the right angle. No. Let's see. This circle here, to the radius and circumference... Well, come now, Polybius. Your foot is on my lines. I can't work... Oh, pardon me. You're not Polybius?
What kind of foolery is this?
Foolery? Oh, no. These are mathematical computations. You see, I
plot with... against the Romans.
A plot? Oh, no. Now, please, sir, your foot. Please move it back.
All Greeks are against the Romans.
If you are a soldier, sir, a Roman soldier, I ask that you be gracious enough not to...
Not to destroy my computation.
Old fool, drawing pictures in the sand. He wasn't even worth staining my sword.
And so, in the year 212 B.C., Archimedes, the most able scientist of the Greek period of history, was killed on the sands of Syracuse by a Roman soldier. But he left work which shall always be of value to science. He made important progress in algebra and geometry. He anticipated a new form of calculus, and he laid the foundations of mechanics. Archimedes, the man who made remarkable machines, a remarkable thinker, the man who made his fellow men wiser in this, the ever-advancing world of scientific achievement.
You have been listening to another program from Great Days in Science, the Indiana School of the Skies Science Series. The script was written by Fred Brewer and was based on materials prepared by authorities at Indiana University. In the cast were Lamar Crass, Bob Messi, Joe Keenan, Richard Morgan, Julie Miller, Bruce Chamberlain, and John Taylor. Sound and music by Jack Meckie. Production by Fred L. Gerber. Next week, the story of how and why science left Greece and the effect this movement had on the entire world. This series is produced by the Radio Department of Indiana University and reaches you through the cooperation of the State Department of Education and this radio station.